Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 238 and we're outside West Ham. That's for you, Nick. I don't know the date. Is it the 27th or 28th of October? And I've just been, as a cockney, dropped off, but the traffic was bad, so I was dropped about 15 minutes away. So for the first time ever, I've walked around the whole of the what they call bowls, and it is a bowl. It's just like a goldfish bowl. And I thought, I wondered how many West Ham fans, referring this back to Old Trafford, actually like coming here, because they all look pretty miserable having a pint. And I just thought, it just reaffirms every step of the way recently is just another nod to, don't do this. Please don't do it. That's just me. Anyway, I've grabbed a man, a reader, to say a couple of things kindly, because he just made a pertinent point. And your name is, and your point is?
My name's Chris Bedding, and I was listening to Fergie being interviewed by Ali McCoist in the week. And Fergie said on one of his first manager training courses he went on, he was taught by an old guy called Jimmy Cyril, who you might remember, Notts County and whatever manager, I think, back in the day. And Jimmy Cyril said to him, there's two fundamentals about being a manager. Number one, make sure all the contracts don't expire at the same time. Number two, and this is where it really struck me for United at the moment, make sure you sign players who can play every week. They're your two basics. And that is United's biggest issue at the moment. We're jumbling the team up every week, different positions, different places. We've got 8 or 9 injured again today. And we've had that for the last, 12 months?
Yeah. Who'd you put that down to then?
That is... I've just been listening
to... Is it bad
to,
luck? Or,
just been
or,
listening
or
to another anything? Podcast where they're saying, you can't blame the medical staff because you're querying their professionalism. And that, I think, is wrong. I think a lot of it's to do with player recruitment, historically. I don't think we were selective enough about players that were rigorous and tough, mentally and physically, that is, who can play every week. So I think that's the biggest part of the issue would be player recruitment. We don't buy players who have the right track record in terms of physical
stability. That's fair enough with Mount. He was injured a lot. I mean, whenever there's a bad time, like Jimmy McGregor used to get in a different era, but he used to get pelters at the end because of so many injuries. So whenever it goes wrong, you look to the medical. But just maybe Eric's just that bad luck manager. But we had a quick thing before this. We're saying, you know, we've seen other managers implement a style much quicker. And until February 23, was it? It seems such a long time ago. We did see under Eric, and then something happened around that League Cup. We'd had injuries before, but then they started building up. But you said, you know, you hope it clicks. Do you honestly think it will?
Until we get some stability in the team, no, I don't think it will. I'm not a fan of changing the manager again, because we tried it 4 or 5 times. It ain't worked. So I think we have to stick with this guy and give him 4 or 5 years, because that's the one thing we haven't tried. But we do need to get through the injury period and get some stability. I don't think Eric helped himself last season. I don't think he changed the team enough. He would turn around and say, I couldn't change the team because I had so many injuries. But I still think he persevered with players a little bit too long. And I'm pleased, for example, that Bruno had a rest in all.
Yeah.
First time in
maybe I was going to say we're seeing that with Bruno and Manu, who's having a catch up. That they both overplayed Manu from January and Bruno since year dot, you know, and he's given him pointless minutes when we're coasting in the rare moments we coast in League Cup games.
I don't know Kobe Mainoo, right, but I know a little bit about football coaching, and I know that if you have a team full of young players that are still growing, you will get injuries, because somebody like Kobe Mainoo is developed from a boy to a man over the last 18 months, 2 years. The growth in his body has been extreme.
Yeah.
So he's going to pick up muscle injuries because his body's just going all over the place. Completely uncoordinated him anyway.
We made the point, I had turned on this morning and Eric was speaking, and I hated myself for it, but I was like, I've heard this tune before, Eric, and I felt a bit, but you said like his media, but that's his second language, you know. But there were, I remember an Ajax fan wrote, he's not got the best relationship and the way he speaks to the media even then. So, you know, I'm picking faults for something we knew before.
Yeah, as I said, I don't want to change the manager, but if I had one criticism of Eric, it would be his communication skills. I'm sitting there sometimes thinking, make that point better or put this point across. And he doesn't do it, no?
But he's very dogmatic, isn't he? We needed a dogmatic, but you don't see much of his personality. And the point, again, sorry, just a minute ago, was I get it because we don't want to lose because the doom comes. But in fearing defeat, we're now not gambling for a victory like in the 89th, whatever minute it was in Turkey. And ordinarily, that's a good result. That is a good, you know, get out of dodge, you've got a draw. But because they're cumulative, poor performances overall, they're not adding up to anything. But it's just like, gamble a bit more in that 90th minute. Do you want to win, or do you now fear defeat? And I think that's the answer, but that'll only get you so far. You know, I think we've got an immensely winnable run. We've got, you know, the one that fears me is Chelsea, but the Leicester in the League Cup. You know, you've got Pauk at home. Jesus Christ, if we don't win that one.
And Bodo Glimt.
You know, so until that December, the Arsenal and the Liverpool and, you know, the City's come along in January. It's like, but do I honestly think there's salvation? I don't. What's your prediction today?
My prediction today, my heart says it's going to click and we will win. But my brain then says to me, it's going to be another draw, Chris.
That's always the dichotomy of United over years. I wake up and I think, today's the day, you know, like today. And I never want to, I just want to see us win. That's all, not Eric, just under it, anything. Even I'm the Ralph Ragnick, who I have a very difficult relationship with.
I don't measure Ali at 10 today.
No, that was weird. Right, Ben and Zayden, before they go in, I will say, can I just say, is this petty or not? So I've got a big bottle of water in my pocket. So they said, you can't take that in. I said, it's an hour and a half before kickoff. I'm going to drink it before I actually go in. You can't do that. I said, but she said, you could throw it onto the pitch. I said, well, in that theory, I could throw my keys, my watch, my phone, my boot, you know, myself. And they said, well, I'll do you a compromise that you can take the lid off. And I thought, again, it goes to that overriding thing, the way you're treated at football, that... But at 12:30.
Barney, I've just bought one inside.
For how much?
No, with a lid on.
Right.
With a lid
on. So, and how much was that? So there we know the answer.
£87.50.
Right, Ben. Zayden, how are you doing, lads?
Well, not bad, not bad.
Thanks
at all.
For all you do for plugging the mag as well.
We'll try our best.
Right, what do you reckon?
just 3 points. That's all I want. 3 points. Don't care if it's a 1-0 off someone's backside or someone scores a screaming, mate. I don't care.
Can
we
you
need
see
to
it?
Win.
These are poor, but this
is going to be their cup final, and it always
it
is.
Always,
it?
Been?
Always is.
There's two things that they've not. Eric's never won here, hasn't been a draw in 10 games. So I just thought that's another draw banker.
But little man's a bit more positive than me.
What do you reckon, Zayden?
2-1.
Us again. Well, you got that right last week, didn't you?
Yeah, you got that
so
right
we'll
last
take
week
that.
Again, yeah. But I'm just worried where the goals are coming from again. Xerxes just doesn't seem like he. I don't know, he just seems like another Lukaku to me. Everything bounces off him at the minute. So hopefully he can come good though.
Hoyland looks
a lot better, a lot sharper. Again, it's game time in minutes though, isn't it, under the belt? So. Yeah, just hopefully we come out with a win. Eric needs it so bad, we need it so bad.
Just a bit of a lift, isn't it?
Just a bit of a lift, yeah. I mean, even after draw it midweek as well, or Thursday night, whatever you call it.
What did you make of that?
Again, why can't we hold on to Leeds? It's just, you know, we're not taking our chances again as well, isn't it? We had a few there popping. It's just.
Anana's doing better.
He is. It's great double save, that, wasn't it? We're absolute world class. But now it goes back to where we were talking at the start of the season about midfielder versus striker. You was always adamant we should be bringing in a centre forward to score goals. Now I'm seeing it.
I almost cried, Ben, on a daily basis, that our lack of striking options compared to pretty much anyone up to.
I get ripped for this, and I would have took Danny Welbeck back.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's just somebody that gives you another option off the bench.
We needed two. We needed one off the bench and one to start, and then Hoyland plays his 30 games around that. I mean, that it's just criminal. But I mean, we know it. That they surely must have known it, and they've missed a beat there.
Yeah.
What's your prediction then?
I'm going 1-0 United today.
Oh, two wins then. That's
well. I'll go for a win.
We'll see
to be
happy
positive,
faces just... after. I don't want to be. Yeah. I haven't sold and seen you after, and everyone's telling me to shove it up my arse. So I hope to see you after, guys.
We hope
all
to
right.
See you as well,
and cheers
mate.
For the support. See you, Zayden. I hope you're right, mate.
Bye-bye.
What's your name?
Right, Hector.
Hector, where are you from?
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Yes, Jesus Christ. Cheers, Ben. See you, Zayden.
Big United fans since 2005. First game.
Fantastic.
I'm looking forward to it, you know.
So how many Puerto Rican Reds are there? Are you part of the branch?
We don't have a branch, really. That's the thing. We have Premier League. We've always had the Premier League since, I would say, like 04. Right. Every game. So I've seen most United games. I'm worried about today. I'm not going to lie. I think we're going to win, but I think it's going to be 3-2.
How did you get into United?
Just, I love sports generally. And when I started watching football, I just became enamored with Cristiano Ronaldo after the 2006 World Cup.
Yeah.
My team was Portugal for that World Cup, and I just saw Ronaldo, and I was like, I got to follow this club. And then I fell in love with the club. You know, it's the history of the club, the players, the passion. And
how did you find out about the history? Just learning on the internet?
Learning. I've seen documentaries about the club. I read a bunch of books about the club. I read Ferguson books. I just... on and on and on. You
what
know.
Do you friends and family think?
They know I'm obsessed. They know I'm obsessed, but...
Well, you must be in... How do you feel right now? You must be delirious.
Why
aren't you in the ground?
I'm nervous, you know. I'm nervous. It's my first game, yeah. So I'm really excited. But the current situation at the club is... not great.
Have you stuck with it? Because it's been 10, give or take, a cup.
You gotta stick with your team. You know, in the good times and the bad. You know, you can't change club when things get bad. So I know we'll eventually get it through. I think the ownership group really knows what they're doing. I had thought Ten Hag was the guy. I don't think so anymore. But I don't know what other options we have. Like, we're gonna bring in Xavi? No thanks. You know, we're gonna bring in Amorim? Are we sure? Like, there's not a manager that screams United to me.
Yeah.
That screams that he's got the tactical nose to actually make these players work.
And what do you make of today? What's the score?
I think it's going to be 3-2.
3-2.
To United.
And say something in Puerto Rican. Is it Spanish?
Español,
Español about United.
Vamos Manchester United. Vamos a ganar. Vamos los rojos.
Right,
let's go
enjoy
to the Reds.
Enjoy. I'll see you at halftime at the fanzine, Red News fanzine. So,
that's what I want to
cheers, mate. Coggy, sorry, mate.
That's all right, mate. I'm good, good. He's gutted.
Why? Who, Coggy?
But you've left until last.
Well, you saved the best till last.
That's what I like to think, Barney.
Or a fine wine.
Right, Barney, I just want to say, you said earlier about going for the win on Thursday night. Had we gone gungo going for that win on Thursday night and conceded a late
winner,
we'd be all fucking going crazy, wouldn't we?
But we're in that position. It's the same effect for recent games where we've drawn. We're settling.
Yeah.
And I get it overall, but there comes a point where they add up to the disappointment as well. Like, say you scab one at the end off a kneecap, the reverse of getting one in, then the mood starts to lift.
I understand that, but, you know...
What did you make of it? You weren't there, Coggy, were you?
No, I didn't go. But,
did you go, Paul?
overall it was disappointing. I've defended Ten Hag. I wanted him to stay in the summer, but the team selection on Thursday night, just there's no defence of that. There's no defence of playing Matt Troy as a number 10. And I'll tell you what that did. It meant that Xerxes didn't play in his natural position because he's not a centre forward, and it meant we had to rearrange the back four. And big by doing that, Lindelof played, and what happens? Lindelof was as guilty as any of them for that goal. So it's not just having a strange decision up front; it's disrupting the back four. And I can't defend him for that.
Such a false ten that it's actually just a false ten because it doesn't exist.
It's
just a non-event. And it's poor sod for him, you know. Like, he's come in, you've got to start playing these players every week in the same position to get sort of consistency.
Exactly. And nothing happened. And the same with Oyland, wasn't it? You know, he had a cracking game against Brentford, and he didn't even start him on Thursday.
He has been a positive. I thought he's looked bright. He's looked, you know, like, come on. And his goal last week at Saturday were the positives. But it's like Mazraoui, sort of like the epitome of the whole way United are. He comes in, he has a heart defect, then he comes back and he's put in a false position that doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
And it's like, and he's thinking, what the fuck is going on at this bonkers club?
Yeah, in fairness,
a bonkers club at times.
In fairness, United have given most of us heart defects, though, don't you know? Disappointing. But having said that, you know, we're unbeaten in Europe this season, so...
and a 21st, is it?
Yeah.
They'll never take that 21st away from us.
Yeah, they'll never take that away from us. So, it's disappointing, but...
What do you reckon today?
Do you know something, Barney? I think we've got as much chance of winning as we have of losing. You just can't bloody predict anything. I mean, you know, we just had a coffee with in the shopping centre, and the West Ham fan was there, and he said, "Oh, I think you'll hammer us today." You know, I mean,
you haven't watched us.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah. But
I didn't even think we'd hammer Barnsley, yeah. The team we did hammer. Right, but what did he say about the stadium?
Oh, he said it's soulless. He hates it. You know, and I mean, I've not even come for the football. I've come for the sunshine and to see loads of men with flat caps. That's what I've come for.
For the ticket pickup.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, to pick my ticket up as well.
I'm speechless with it all, man. The soul's ripped out of the club. I think our biggest issue is we can't play for 90 minutes. We're a 45-minute team. And you don't actually know which half it's going to be from game to game.
But that's been ongoing for a year and a half. Yeah.
I know, it's just... I don't see it changing until he goes.
Don't you?
You know, you mentioned earlier about the amount of injuries we've got. Listen, a lot of these are muscle injuries. I mean, Mount has missed more games in the two seasons or one and a half seasons with us as he did for the previous four seasons. Is there something wrong with the Carrington training ground, the pitch or something? Yeah. There's something happening in Carrington. It's not match day.
A head cut the other day. Three attempts to stop him.
Yeah, it's not match day. This is happening. It's on the training ground, and there's something dramatically wrong with what the training programmes or the surface at Old Trafford.
They're acting like Anthony. Yeah. But who treated like a fingernail cut, yes, as if he was bloody on an episode of Casualty. Yeah. It's like, I thought, oh, poor sod. And then you think, oh, he's got an ankle bruising or whatever it is. It's like, fuck me.
Yeah.
You should stretch it off, mate.
Yeah.
I thought that clip on YouTube or whatever it was with the helicopter and the body bag swirling around, removing Anthony from Istanbul was just about somebody.
Maybe that could give his head a wobble. And then actually we'd see a... Oh, dear. We just need a bit of joy, don't
you? You come to the game not knowing what you're going to see, but in your heart you know it's going to be the same.
Yeah, but they are poor this season, you know, like...
But so are West Ham, aren't they?
No, I meant that they are.
Just on a positive note.
Yeah, have we got one?
Yeah, all the Christmas stuff's in the shops now.
Oh, guys.
So this is the time to go out, October and November, go out, get all your Christmas presents, and then enjoy December, right? Don't be rushing around shops buying Christmas presents.
Fuck.
Fucking enjoy yourself in December.
I went in a shop and they started playing a Christmas song the other day. It's like, what the fuck are you going on about?
Embrace it, boy.
I've just come back from Ghent, and that was absolutely fantastic place. Absolutely,
I
would recommend it.
Did your family go with you, Barney?
Yes.
Because I only ever saw pictures with you and Ben.
To be fair, the missus said, you're going to look like you were just on the piss for 12 hours. I wasn't. Yeah. I did keep it to a reasonable amount each day, but when you're in Rome, you drink your sample of Belgian beers, and they have tasting. Yeah, fantastic.
Bruges.
Yeah.
But these were full pints.
No, these were like these were little like tasting, but I squealed when they gave me a tasting beers. But I would I actually preferred, Nick disagrees, but I preferred Ghent to Bruges because I thought the students obviously made it because there was a real vibe, everything was open. Like, it was just fantastic. I absolutely buzzed. And getting here, dropped off, we had a fun game of play this at home of name your American states, and the three of us got to 27. It was quite bloody impressed with that.
I 27 stars. Mixed been to them all in the last 2 years.
I've visited 32 in the last 2 years.
Here we go. Old fucking Dynasty head here.
I won't be able to name them.
What was Joan Collins' name in Dynasty? This.
I'm so young for Dynasty, mate.
All you need is the fake tan now. Who was that bloke in it? The one who had the funny name. I'll find that out.
I never watched Dynasty.
I better get selling.
Good luck.
Prediction. 1-1, I'm going 1-1.
2-1 United.
Bloody hell. Okay. Right, see you on the other side, people.
Yeah, and then 10 minutes to say it's a penalty. It's not Jones.
If you go back in, mate, it was a penalty.
Well, only one of their players went for it, and then none of the rest claimed for it. So you can look bad on anything that's slow motion. Anything. Yeah. And any decision that takes that long to make.
Yeah, but he took too long to make it, didn't he? Yeah.
Exactly.
Took too long.
But ultimately, that's the story.
A penalty, it's not, but you don't
exactly,
look at
yeah.
You don't look it for
it's
over.
It's not clear, and obviously it's taking 10 minutes to say it to go to VAR, then 10 minutes to come back to the screen.
Ultimately, that's the story of our season, though. We have bad luck.
Yeah.
We should have finished it. Deluxe missed a sitter. That's not down on Eric. They're missing chances.
Players ain't good enough.
Again, that thing at the end, Hoyland. He's learning on the job. Experienced player puts that away right at the death there. He puts it away. And you think we get back in the game. Why do we show intensity the last... when we're behind? Why did it take until that moment to suddenly go for it?
No.
And then utterly, utterly stupid decision making. Bruno was... What was Bruno doing?
Make up on the structure what they're... I did feel like the end, whatever.
Fair play, Eric, coming along clapping, but that felt for me like Watford. The players like almost apologising.
He does, I think. Delo just like standing. Delo just stood there,
and I don't know why he's just standing there.
Casemiro as well.
If Delo was as good defending as he is at pointing, standing.
The thing is, though, we've got rid of our best defensive right back to this lot. Well, and he's played very well today.
He had a very good... You knew he'd have a good game. But that just feels like this. We haven't played bad, but we haven't played well.
We didn't take We're three, four up.
We're not a two-half team.
No.
We should be two-half.
We have one good half or okay half. Then we're terrible. And then we just fold. We fold.
If we don't take our chances, then we can't defend. That's our problem.
Yeah. It's like...
It should be 2-0 at half-time. As soon as you go under a little bit of pressure, we give a goal away.
It's easier said than sorry.
So we can't take a setback, though, can we? As soon as we concede a goal.
See you, lads. Get writing.
As soon as we score a goal, our heads are going down.
You silence the crowd, you go 1-0 up, you start well, and then like you get them getting on their backs rather than, you know, like you've got to put those chances away. And then we allow them space and time. Hindsight, but if he'd have stepped back, thought about his chance rather, and like, I don't know, and it sums it up that fucking them, they're not good, they didn't play well, they were rubbish first half. Have you seen like on their honours list, they can't even, it's only one third of a ground, and one of them is the 1940 World War Cup.
What the hell was that? Who played in that? But I don't know, man, it's just frustration again, isn't it?
You can't, even a draw wouldn't.
Yeah, I think that's his job, mate. I think you're right. It felt like Watford, you know. I was there at Watford as well at the end of Ollie's, and you think you just knew.
We'll stutter along, won't we? Like,
I think so. I don't want it to be the end of Eric's time, but I just think that's it, mate. How much more can we take of this? We're not producing enough. The thing is, though, you can't blame me for the chances we're missing, though.
But then why does it tail off in the second half? Why don't you say keep going? And ultimately, you know what I kept thinking during that second half? He's an unlucky manager.
He's not
got the luck on his side, which when you've not got the luck and you're not playing well and it's not falling into place.
Yeah.
But Bruno at the end there, I mean,
I don't know, mate.
All right, I better let you get off because you've got
it. Nice seeing you as always, right. Bandy, lad.
Cheers, lads. I'll see you next Sunday, yeah?
We'll see you next Sunday, take care, Zayden.
Another safe journey. No, I'm not there Wednesday. Sorry. All right,
we'll see you on Sunday then. Take care, mate.
Things will get better, mate. Keep the faith.
Yeah, we'll always get better, mate.
Keep your faith, Zayden.
Say bye-bye to Bandy.
Cheers, mate. Have a safe journey. Yeah. Coggy, I know you don't want this in your face, but...
Fucking shocking, isn't it? You know, I mean, we should have been 3 or 4 up at half-time. You know, and we just didn't turn up in the second half. I was saying to Paul, you can't blame the manager for that, but he's saying you can because he set them up and whatever, and I can't argue against that, but they were there for the taking. Fucking hell, that's the easiest we've had coming down here, and we've just... I'm just fucking gutted.
How do we implode? Like, how do we just?
I don't know.
Play like a football team.
Yeah, I just. Yeah, there was some good stuff in the first half, and I thought we played quite well. And that fucking miss by Dello, and I just.
You can't be portions of time, Cookie. You can't be like we were good in the first. It's over and over again.
Yeah,
Chris.
Yeah,
thanks for that.
Barney.
10 seconds. Sum it up.
Oh,
I don't want
to. I'm struggling with that. No, seriously, I just. My Mr. Steps saying, was it worth the trip? I said that was slightly concerning. Seriously, because we lose games, sometimes you think you can see patterns of play and stuff, but that was concerning. Struggling.
What do you put it down to?
Honestly, I don't know.
It's not, but they're trying.
Well, we could have been 4 at half time.
Oh, they're not.
No, we could have been 4 because if Dalot scores that goal, you know, you won up.
But
they were so bad. Yeah. That's the worrying part, was they were so bad. Because we played good teams. I thought Fulham were good at Old Trafford. I thought, you know, you go to Brighton, I think, it's a tough place to go and win a game. Yeah. So you lose there, that's normal. But you come here and they were so bad, they weren't even up for it.
Oh shit, weren't they?
And but then to play like that and be so flat against a team that are so bad,
I thought they would defeat. Eric coming on and clapping, and the players just standing there, almost apologetic.
But you know, did they make three substitutions at half time, like that? Yeah. They changed their team.
Suchet ran the game second half.
Yeah. And we did fuck all of it. And this is the problem, though. His in game management is fucking shocking.
I agree.
In segment, because I thought we handled Nolan. I know he's not informed this, but I thought we handled him superbly.
Yeah.
You're going to bank that Aaron Wan-Bissaka is going to have a great game against us.
But he didn't have a great game. He was awesome.
He was good. I thought he stopped us. Well, I know.
He stopped two. There was two chances. One in the first half, one in the second half. He stopped two breaks with Garnacho. Yeah. He stopped two.
His energy level's amazing compared to our players.
But we're
I don't see it ending. That's the problem. That's my problem. Yeah, I don't see it ending. No. So I don't know what happens now. But I need to get my coach. All right, see you soon.
All right, take care, mate. Thanks for doing that, Chris. I don't know. Are you walking back? Yeah.
Yeah. Are we staying there?
We're waiting for these.
Okay.
Walking all the way back round London.
Yeah, it's just one of those things, and you can't put your fucking finger on it. And you know, I think some of the blame is proportioned to the manager, but the players, the players don't think. We haven't got a player with a football brain. That's the problem.
No, I did think Ericsson. Ericsson did all right again.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Bruno was fucking ridiculous. I kept thinking during the second half, you know, the people who say we've got a problem with Bruno, and I've like, because I think, and then I think like that at the end, he's trying to do everything again, and it's like, and he was very quiet. But ultimately, I could massively rant about this striker thing. But Hoyland's learning on this thing. Shit strikers this season, or like half decent Premier League strikers scoring this season, like the Brentford kid, the Chris Wood, who's on five. And to miss that is, they get you out of the fucking trouble.
They do, mate. But their teammates are creating them chances.
No, I know.
I mean, you can't even say Hoyland missed the
But who's chances? Who's creating chances for Forest? Alanga, and I'm not saying that's level.
Yeah.
But we let these players go.
Yeah, I understand.
I thought
that
was good, but sort of that the only outlet. It was too selfish.
But yeah, I agree.
But because he's thinking Ahmad was all right after a terrible 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's just fucking.
Are you going to Stratford International?
Should we do one of their things? Where three Red News podcasters took on 400 West Ham. I will say one thing. I put a Red News sticker on a bog in Ghent. Does that make me a European ultra?
Yeah,
I'll put this away because someone will shove it up my arse. Right, so this is the debrief. A few hours, I had switched my phone off, I'd such the hump, but I'm not in a Spurs way down, as I keep saying, it's going to play out, so I'm sort of resigned, and resignation is never a good feeling as a United fan. I feel resigned to it all, but just didn't want to check social media, I didn't want to check Twitter, my mates who I love, I didn't want to see what they said. We knew where we were going, and I just thought, I want to go to the pub and for 3 hours switch off. I've still not seen Delos, but I'm with Paul, Mark and Shane. And Paul, you've seen it all. You have seen it all, you know.
Yeah, you
just said you're frustrated.
Yeah, I'm very frustrated because it's just so poor. And I know everybody wants him gone and it's inevitable. But I don't think you can blame him for today. I think the players were just bloody useless. I mean, we should have been 3-0 at half time. Dallows is just unbelievable. I think even me going forward, I could have fallen on it and it's still gone in the back of the net. And then you just saw, as soon as the second half started, they just changed their game and we were just under pressure. We came back to 1-1, which was quite surprising. And then, as for the penalty, I'm lost for words regarding the so-called penalty. But there you go. But I think it's.
What's clinging you on to keeping him now?
I'm not. It's not clinging on to keeping him. It's my only thing is we start the whole cycle again. I think he's. as you said to me earlier, he's unlucky because you can't blame him for the missed chances today. That's not the manager's fault.
But do you not think the whole result is symbiotic of his era?
Yeah.
I get the unlucky bit, but equally, like, if West Ham, you know, made, and no, I'm an ignoramus, so at the ground, because I've sold, I came in 53 minutes late, I can't really identify West Ham massively changing the shape that other people can. I'll admit that. I'm an ignoramus.
They but just if they have stepped the whole game up in the second
Ten
half,
Hag doesn't change it.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
The only, to be fair, what I did say was don't take Højlund off for Xerxes, and he didn't.
No,
but almost Eriksen's our best player at the moment, who we said we'd have gladly got rid of like 6 months.
Yeah, but he's played well. I think the last few games he's probably been at by far our best player.
The Casemiro I thought was all right. Today,
yeah, he did
all
right as well.
You're all right, aren't you? Because the conversations we've had for 2 hours before have not been united. I will refer just to a bit of humour, because fuck me, you've got to come in for something resembling. Otherwise, we'll just be shit. But Connor, Shane's lad, because we're all fucking... we've all got our anal things, is that he went... so we all have our ways, old git, that Connor, the young lad, last week went... all I hear is that youngsters are on some sort of spectrum because of the internet, etc., and the modern ways. He said, but you old folk are the weird ones. And I thought, that is just the quote of the decade. It is. We say about them, but they're like... That is, but, and do you know the other thing? I can't get my head around. So we're moaning about United losing again. But I watched... it was last weekend... A thing about that's the cat that's not a fart. I watched a thing last weekend about dinosaur bones. I think it was in Egypt.
You got some tangents.
And I stepped. That's two cats going through. And I stepped. Sorry, I watched it, and I thought, do you know what? I really, really cannot get my head around. And my head is not very large. It can't cope with many things at the best of times.
Unlike a dinosaur.
But you're telling me that as we have a pint and we moan about. Today, that there were these big fuck off dinosaurs roaming the same patch of ground a few million billion years ago, and they say we went from Diplodocus to like a dickhead like this. It doesn't make sense. If someone wrote a book saying, right, you lot, you're in a pub, but a few billion years ago, there was a fucking being as big as this pub. That doesn't make sense. So I watched it and I thought, like, is that bone real? It's hella shame.
I'm fucking a bit speechless, to be honest with you.
How can it be us? I'll get home and I'll be a wreck tonight and I'll be like, the world is imploding, you know. I've had a pint of Guinness. But there was a fucking dinosaur roaming this.
I'll tell you one thing, buddy. I believe in dinosaurs more than I believe in the plan.
What is the plan? Right, Mark, hello. Drag us back to United.
I agree with you, Barney. Well, I...
What about dinosaurs?
Not about dinosaurs, no. I'm pretty sure they happened. I think you can 100% blame Ten Hag for today. I don't think you can blame him for not scoring a goal in the first half. But we came out... It was very obvious for 25 minutes that West Ham had become the better team and were controlling the game. And he didn't do anything about it. And then you let it go. That's your fault. That's the manager's job. Like, yes, the players could intervene. Yes, they could do stuff about it. And there is a part where the players don't in-game manage. Fernandes, for me, is not a captain. Best player on the pitch first half. But, like, was then not a captain at all. But at the end of the day, if the players don't in-game... Like, if you start the second half and then the manager on the sideline and watches 10 minutes of the players struggling... At some point, that's where he should intervene, and he just didn't. And yes, we were unlucky not to be ahead. But name me one chance we created between 45 and 75. And they're like, and that's how a good manager makes his money. A good manager, if you go back to the one that they always talk about, the Mourinho, when he subbed two off before half time.
Two or three, wasn't it? Yeah.
Like, whether you like him as a person or whatever, no. He was a great manager for doing those things. And I just think
But we're on this cycle. So,
but does any manager sort this?
No, not necessarily. Well, I don't know. But like,
we'll get a bounce. We 100%.
But that's that will annoy
but
us.
But I said to you off the thing. Sorry, but both today, I looked at that squad and thought you're better than this. But equally, I don't think you're very
good.
So I don't think, like the Xerxes thing, like Hoyland, yeah, good or hopefully decent, but waiting another 2 years. Garnacho, good.
Xerxes is not good.
No. But what I'm saying, like, there's major. So the midfield is old. How? I thought Ugarte was injured today.
Old, actually, to be fair,
because for Ugarte not to get minutes,
yeah.
The player did they impose him? Because he's acting like he's acting like he was imposed on him. Because if you're not playing, we've said for fucking 18 months you've got a midfield issue. To not then play your new man is just utterly bonkers. And sorry, Mark, I'm interrupting.
No, it's quite right. But I just think it's a shame, and I was very much pro him staying, but we just see the same thing
till when
in games. And I think
when did you lose it? Like
Spurs, I think, was probably the one. But I think for me, but then you go the other way, and Brentford was a great second half performance, but it almost just flags the issue because in that game he changed something at half time. I mean, it also tells me that we shouldn't go for Thomas Frank if it becomes available, yeah. Because the same thing happened, and it's basically a game of chess with Ten Hag. If he manages to make the first move, then we've got a chance. If someone else thinks before he does, you've lost the game, and we just seem to go around in this same circle.
Well, I'm looking at it now because I've not looked at it, but we're 14th.
Yeah.
We're a quarter of the way through the season. We've played 9. We've won 3. It's always November, as Les says. It feels familiar. We're -3, we're 11, and we are now 7 points off top four, which I hate being a battle for anyway. We're so far away from the title, And we're actually, because the relegation is such shit, you'd say that, but we're 5 points off Palace, who've had an abysmal and won one game all season.
The only thing, there's no
polishing.
There's no contesting with what Mark said there. That's the one thing. I think I said way back that he might fall by the signings. I think what Ten Hag will fall by is his in-game management, in the sense that we too often play. Well, when I say play well, it's all relative to what we normally play, but kind of we're on top of teams in the first half, don't take the chances. In the second half, they regroup, make the changes they did today, and we've got no response. It's plan A or nothing. And it's I can't argue, contest anything that Mark said there, that Ten Hag, that happens too often now for it to be a kind of coincidence. The only thing I'd say, not in a defensive vein, but today was a mad game in the sense that we could have been 3 or 4 up. But then again, you could argue you've got to take your chances. The VAR thing, I've often, I rant about VAR since it came in. I think it's, there's a lot of things that are ruining football, and VAR is a disaster coming in. And today was the worst of VAR, in a sense that, a marginal decision way after the thing's taken place. And then that insult of fucking putting on the screen a big essay of description,
a paragraph
describing what the decision was, and some people will be saying, I'm sure someone somewhere in the fucking social media world now will be saying, oh, isn't it good they explained the decision so the fans in the ground knew what was going on? Well, no, because football's a spontaneous thing. The paragraph come up 10 minutes after the event's happened. It's a death of football, and I'm not just saying that because it was us that suffered from it. But my take on Ten Hag is I think his days were numbered in the summer when they didn't they quite openly flirted with other managers, and so it was coming a bit blatant that they'd let him roll a little bit longer because they've got to get their act together, put the football structure in place, get the whatever vision they've got, and I'm assuming they're going to recruit a manager, you'd hope, in line with whatever style of football they want. And it was a bit we can't get who we want, so we'll let Ten Hag run a bit, and it's a win-win, really. He'll either succeed and then we credit ourselves, or we'll let, he's the fall guy and we won't have to saddle a new fella with the shit show we got. I don't know what to say. I guess the other thing is, it's like, it can be both be true, because people blame the players and the manager. I think what we've got at the moment is the perfect shitstorm, is the manager's probably not doing good enough in games, but the players are like not being funny. No, like, I remember Saka. I always quite liked him. He's a great recovery tackle.
Forever for me.
You know, like the FA Cup final, he was one of the best players on the pitch. I thought this, you know, that. But there was moment. There was a moment today where he was running through the midfield. Like he was like their best attacking
yards,
player,
50
yards. And I was like thinking, like, there's no legislation for, like, it's a very basic game of football, and it's like, not for one person to put in a tackle. Like, our midfield is fucking absolutely woeful at the moment.
I said there was a sad part, because a lad behind was saying we're better than this, and the lad behind, next to me, went, we're not. And it's like, on another day you win that, but we don't have those other days. And I find we're quite bland, we're quite astute. Mm. I don't get much fun. I can't remember the last time. I cannot remember the last time I had fun.
Our level, we said this last week, our level is... We all come out of the ground a bit giddy. Saturday 3 p.m. We might have had a few pints. Good second half at Brentford, but we were patting ourselves on the back, like, "Oh, it's looking good." You know, Hoyland played well. Like, Hoyland, I actually thought played quite well today, as it happens. But you're kind of like, but what I'm saying is, our level has lowered so much that we're kind of like saying we've done all right against Brentford. We had a good 20-minute spell against West Ham. Like,
yeah, that's
our. Unfortunately, that seems to be our level.
West Ham fan gave it, like they sang in the ground. I couldn't hear one of the songs in the first half, but the "You Look Like a Rat," I thought the chicken run would be embarrassed by that song to Bruno. But one shouted, "You're not famous anymore," to me. So I went, "You've never been famous," and I thought that was quite good. Literally, never.
And the
thing that didn't come across on last week's podcast is the Steve precursor was, because me and Steve are very pure and juvenile, that during the game he just went, "Would you do this if it meant we won the league next year? Would you do this?" And there are a series of really repulsive situations you wouldn't want to be
wrong
in
things.
But pretty much I agreed to everything that he gave me, and I've given Mark one tonight if we won the league, and I would agree to everything. I'd like to point out
that I said no.
I'd agree to
anything just for an away draw in the League Cup.
I would, on a thing, I didn't go Turkey, you two did, but you avoided most of the nonsense. But the barbaric way that they're nicking coins off people, that happened to me in Fenerbahce, you know, where they take coins 30 years on to put people through one entrance.
Oh yeah.
And like Dave, I heard Dave say, you know, you're not getting back till 5 a.m. to be treated appallingly in this day and age. You know, like, you ain't
well,
for give all
the
slogans are all
even
to
like
fan,
even the flags thing.
Anyway.
Did you see the flags thing? It's like everyone had a flag and it taken off them. They laid them out evidently at the end.
That was the same
coming out. But they laid the flags out because you hadn't emailed in your request for a flag.
That's just
petty bollocks, isn't it?
And Albert, we won't get in, as I say, get on it, people. He bought a magazine that had the league tables, not at a specific point in time, I'll point out, but had the league tables for every league in the world that had completed last.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And it was a thing of such beauty, I stared at it for about 4 hours. It had, and I was looking, what leagues has no one ever won a game? I'm writing, we'd win some of the leagues, because there are really pony teams in some of those leagues.
But it was around the world or around?
No, the whole world. Every single league that officially competes. We bought it.
Oh, you bought it?
But it was, we did not know that it had this much beauty in it.
So
it literally had every league table last completed, and it was probably my favourite book in the world. Like,
you
what
don't
would
see
you
much
say
on it these days, too? Remember,
no,
it used to be shoot or all these
no,
stuff used to get
just,
you table.
It was just majestic. It cost fucking half a leg.
Did have
it
the,
was
did
like,
the Hackney,
it was
the
right.
Hackney Masters Wednesday afternoon.
At least the under 18s are providing joy. And Coggy, I'll get him on next time about this, but the under 18s are playing a style of football and actually have a process if the first team doesn't.
Well played,
Lot. Right, getting on to you, Lot. But Nick took the crisp subject very seriously last time. For any man to say I'm a crisp connoisseur, Nick, you can't answer yourself, but that disturbed me. Right, Paul.
I love a good crisp.
Yeah, I love crisp. Yeah, but you won't call yourself a connoisseur.
I would say they're the greatest food.
Do we talk United or shit now?
I'd like, my only thing to say is, and I know, obviously, live down this way, see quite a lot of them, but me and
crisps.
Connor, no, West Ham fans. I was being up to you, but we went for a couple of pints in a pub near the ground today, and we just stood there for a while, and we were just talking, and we were saying one of the most recognisable football fans. You know, if you like, you're out and about, and you see, you could be in like Euston or St Pancras, you could even be in Manchester Piccadilly, wherever. One of the most recognisable football fan groups ever, with the like the Mac and the flat caps, the odd Harrington.
It's
a very recognisable football supporter. And as Connor said, Connor just turned to me and goes like, I know like you and your mates always sort of wear sort of clothes from your era. He goes, but these fellas are really taking a piss. They're like, they're full on like Harrington jackets or their Macs and caps. And it's like, it is quite true, isn't it? The most recognisable fans. I miss it. It was great.
I never thought I'd say it.
A lad summed up today, who won't want to be named on the podcast, so I won't name him, but he basically said,
name him.
He went, it's gone from the best away of the season to the worst away of the season. And I thought, that's fucking bang on there.
Well, it's a nightmare to get away from. It's so bad
a ground that I genuinely feel quite sorry for their hardcore support.
I don't know if anyone's listening hasn't been to
West Ham, the London Stadium. When you walk around, you go through checks, you know, to get onto this so-called island where the Olympic Park was. And then you walk round and they've got like a disco going on, they've got bars on the concourse. They let them out at half time onto those bars. So they're allowed out, like, so basically that's what Ratcliffe and the crew want. They want Old Trafford to be like that. Everyone's drinking and eating. But the only reason they're drinking and eating there is because they've got no fucking, you know, it's like unless you go a few tube stops away, there's nothing
nearby. What I disagree with though is the like, so don't get me wrong, this is not me wanting to replace Old Trafford, because I don't. But if you go to like Spurs, it's taken a few years, but the atmosphere at Spurs is starting to come from a fact that the fans are obviously moving together. You can tell that Big End is starting to make a bit of a racket sometimes. West Ham will never have that.
No, it's awful.
Because, like, I said to, I think it was you during the game, like, if you turn around from where the United End is and they've got that bit over at the back of the ground, I was like, that is like 500 metres away. I think they are further away from the back of third tier from the pitch in their,
well,
in
that
their
whole,
biggest quadrant.
The running track.
Ridiculous.
But the Spurs thing is like, I don't mind going there.
But it's still nothing there.
But I find the whole thing, an NFL, and I repeat what I said earlier, it's like, you go to sports grounds in America, they're fucking great. And I'm, you know, I've been to a few sports grounds in America, they're fantastic. But I ultimately think,
so, like, it's
a whole soulless, and United are going to do it. They're not going to listen to that. So I don't know, we'll come on to this, I'm not meeting the club directly. I'll explain this in our future podcast, but I've said my piece. I want to stay. I know I'm done when we move, because then it becomes West Ham are playing in all but kit. It's sort of, but it's not West Ham.
And I agree with that.
And I know we moved from Bank Street and that, but I'm talking about the modern era. What did we do when we were bombed? We fucking stayed here, but it's getting. But I know they're not going to listen to it. Ratcliffe made his decision. If he can get away with it financially,
Ratcliffe,
if he can find the balance,
but you know what they think of us? What they've done to European things. He's got no regards. They don't want us.
They've got rid of 250 staff. As say, read them, mate. Cliff Butler, Gemma Thompson, John Allen. You know, they're long, dependable things. But as people warn, get rid of Manchester United, and they want it rid of us. They want rid of us at the fucking ground. Be careful what you wish for. There's not a pathway for the Glazers going out. I'm not putting this shit show. I do think the football structure will. You can't judge them. You've got to judge them 3 years from now. But ultimately, Ratcliffe wanted to whitewash his ego, and then you've got all these fucking panderers playing into the, like, you know, like, I will say it to Nev, he's done interviews, he's been kind to Nev, but why are you doing, why are you suddenly properly developing,
you know? You can see exactly what's happening there. They've decided there's a not, like, I mean it, not in a...
There's a vehicle. Fucking code.
I don't mean Seb it in a derogatory way. I mean noisy in the sense that Neville's quite vocal politically and about United. But they probably, my theory is, they probably looked around and said, Neville's quite a high profile character. He's quite noisy about United. Let's just bring him in the tent quickly. That's all they've done.
But it goes back to, for the Glazers, it's an absolute no-brainer. Because right now, no one's mentioning them. I say we're in a lull period. The focus is off them. I'm on my soapbox. I know it. You know, I know that, like, the mag. Do you know how many, like, thanks to everyone who bought the mag today, but we sold 16, and I consider that a success, but outside the United end, a 16. And most people, especially youngsters, and I'm not digging them out, but I'm saying it's, the whole thing is changing because we're instant, you know, the whole thing has changed. But if I consider as a fanzine 1,100, I know, you know, I know I'm a dickhead, but if we're on 1,177 games and you consider 16 out of 2,500 a success, you know, no one want, I don't want to listen to myself, but it's like we're trying to carry the fight on, you know, like, and is the fight done? Is it done?
You're talking about a football game. I don't want to, like, in the wider picture, we're talking about football culture today, whereas we went to a game and we're there in the stadium live. It's a bit of a shitty stadium, but we're still there live. An incident happened. I don't know how many minutes it was from that VAR decision to it being flagged up. So the game's gone on. The game's gone on. We've all moved on because football is quite a spontaneous thing. It gets pulled back for VAR. We're all like, well, they're going to give it because it's VAR. The referee goes over and he looks at the screen for, I'd say, minutes rather than seconds. That's what it felt like.
It was
like
an unbelievable amount.
Yeah. So he's staring at it. So it's not like clear and obvious.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
So it's not clear and obvious. So you've got football, which is the one beauty about football compared to rugby or cricket and all these things. It's a fast-moving, spontaneous game. Doesn't lend itself to, like, NFL-type reviews. We've got the referee looking at the screen for fucking forever. He gives a penalty on a sort of technicality. I'm not going to judge whether it is or not. I looked at it on the screen in the ground. It looked very, very soft.
I can tell you.
It looked very soft.
There was never a penalty.
But the point about it is like, that's not fucking football. That's not football. No one fell in love with football because of that. And then, to insult to injury, you get like what felt like 10 minutes. 5 minutes later, you get a paragraph on the scoreboard in response to this, like, oh, tenders, what it's all about. Yeah. The force was enough to... No one wants to know why you gave a penalty. We're already pissed off. You've given it, like, yeah.
Because how clinical and anal I get is, like, the Bernardo Silva last week, I saw it. But what they didn't show was he elbowed him. Yeah. Because all they show is the header and the goal. So today, United were justifiably, you could tell they were well angry.
That was a ridiculous
decision. They were claiming a handball in the incident. Yeah, but they don't show that in the build-up. Yeah. So then what's the fucking point if you're not showing it? But I would have almost said, and this sounds a bit cruel, I was like, Eric, get sent off for that. You may as well really kick off. Because as you die, and like, I will say, like, the end,
the only way it'll stop
the
is
Watford.
You want it. No, it's you not. Actually, you want someone to walk off. You want a fucking, like, that. Maybe I'm a bit of an old git. I just think it's absolutely crucifying football.
I thought about today, right, though, is like, I'd love to hear the commentary for that VAR, you know, when you hear it. Because to me, that comment, like, if you don't hear the commentary, I just think that he's standing there going, I don't really agree, but I've got... I've got 45,000 West Ham fans
who now think
I'm going to give him a penalty,
and he's just a fan,
and I've got to have a serious pair of balls to turn around now and not give it.
But he
clearly didn't have.
Let's make a pertinent point. How can you see? But you can't have referees also doing. I know it's they're doing part time work in the Middle East where some of the owners are. The Premier League. It's so fucking. I mean, like, we are literally shouting it
I feel sorry for referees. Having run the line, kids football, listen, it's shit. It's shit. Refereeing is a hard job. These fellas are like the standard of refereeing in the Premier League is abysmal.
Why would you do that?
Because you fucking, your kids are playing football. Someone's got a fucking.
I did it with Miles at school, and there was a funny incident where the grass was quite long, and the ball had gone out.
You've let it go.
The penalty, yeah, the penalty area, and I thought it was out of the pitch, and I said, oh, no, that's. The lad picked it up and said, it's a handball. He said, no, it's gone over the line. And this little boy went, Matthew, do what the referee says. He said to him,
he weren't Matthew, right?
Fucking hell. I was waiting, like, the dad came up and changed
up. Loved him one, loved him
one. I thought they'd be mad.
No, I've had all that. Why are you taking my boy off and all that sort of thing?
But, can I just say, Dodie's departure on Neighbours was very moving.
Neighbours finished. I like. No, made a point. I know it made it back, but you can't like start watching it again.
I did for Toby.
Yeah, but you can't. They built us up. It was like, this is my hate of the week. You can't say, oh, we're fucking finishing forever. So myself and Una were like, oh, actually, we haven't watched Neighbours for years, but we watched the last ever episode.
So you're a glory hunting Neighbours fan.
We watched it. And then it's come back like, we wasn't really finished.
So why would you watch it
just for the end? I watched it.
You obviously clearly do, because you watched it.
Only for Toadie and me.
Yeah, you're fucking like,
glory hunter.
Barney has Toadie posters in his
bedroom. Is that what Jason Donovan
Toadfish for a bit? No, he's taken.
Jason Donovan.
He needed a time out.
Don't get me on Kylie Minogue anyway. Right. I went out with a girl when we was at school and she looked like Kylie Minogue, evidently. I don't think so.
So you've got a cat.
We're in a bit of time. So in my mum, in my bedroom.
You're way too old to have had a cat.
In my bedroom now. No. That'd be ridiculous. It was the 80s. I was 16 when I started work in the 80s. 86 or something.
Okay.
I just want, this is getting quite, that's quite an accusing statement.
It's getting quite personal,
there. Yeah,
I wouldn't accept this.
Right, go on.
I want to know that.
Well,
we went away for a lads' weekend thing in Margate and.
But you wore Kylie Minogue cap.
No, but everyone bought each other caps. You had to buy each other a joke thing and they bought me a Kylie cap because they said the girlfriend at the time had the same hair as her.
I don't agree with that peer pressure and all that nonsense.
You might not agree with it, but I wore it.
Did you ever wear it when you were with her?
I didn't know. I did offer to wear it, but she turned that down.
Right.
Let's finish there now.
So
I think I'm going to get
him. Will he go?
I'm getting him.
No, but will he go this week?
I don't answer a question. My personal take is, I know a lot of people will differ. If they sack the manager and we get an interim, let's just hypothetically say it's Ruud van Nistelrooy, yeah? There'll be a bounce because that will insult me because the players are shithouses. And I can't take that again, personally. So when this Ineos crowd decide what style of football they want and what type of manager they want, and it's Manchester United, they should be able to attract a manager. That's when he should go, not before.
Can I write a letter when they say a fucking style of manager? I don't want to see the player out the back as an incessant. We had Xerxes and Hoyland. We had Xerxes and Hoyland, two big units, whether they're good enough, and Onana still played out the back. And Onana's been better, much better.
Great saves in Turkey,
much better. But you think you've got two big units and you're still not fucking playing it along. What are you doing?
Just going to say, can I just point out, can I be on the podcast when Shane starts eulogising about the way United are playing under Van Nistelrooy?
Well, everyone will start singing this song.
Ruud van Nistelrooy, cha-la-la-la-la.
What was Turkey? You had a good time in Turkey.
That's great. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. It's a good trip as always. I think it's a great city. I really do think it's a great city.
Just when the football comes in, it shouldn't be treated like that. Lads shouldn't be beaten up, you know, like that. No. I've said the ultras are coming back, you know.
I think it was quite a sad indictment of European football in a year, the difference it felt. Being in a
the year before the Galatasaray.
This year, there was a difference.
Edge.
In the atmosphere. Yeah. And when you're in a bar and we're talking about not. We all had a plan of a crawl, which ended up as just staying in one bar, which to be fair was a very good bar, but the only reason we stayed was because it was just, you knew the trouble that was going on.
So I think Europe's getting.
For the podcast, that's a neck oil in a neck oil glass, not Guinness in a neck oil glass.
So.
I do think, yeah, and I agree. Europe is changing. There's definitely an undercurrent that's coming back into football, which I just think that's where society is at. But my love of the week would be that we had absolutely banging trip in Istanbul, despite like many trials and tribulations and my liver feeling like it's gone three rounds with Mike Tyson.
It was
a top trip.
How's it like, feel still going with your old man all these years on? Which is what United is about. I saw enough kids today, that was lovely.
He's still a dickhead.
But yeah, we had a bad referee story.
We had a good time, yeah.
What's it like, Paul? He's just said something really nice about you. What's it like going
with your son? I can't believe that. I'm sitting down and he said that.
What's it like going with your son after all these years?
It's great until I lose him when he's pissed as a parrot. It's always good. No, seriously, I love it. It's great.
Love and hate of the week, and then we're done. Thank you, lads. I know you don't like doing this.
Hate of the week is a stupid VAR decision.
Love.
Good trip to Istanbul.
I already said the great trip to Istanbul.
Hate.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really get past. I just think modern day football is just shit, isn't it?
Like, boring, dull.
It's just
changed so much.
It has. Pep. We blame Pep for that. It's just fucking boring.
And I just think like it takes.
And it won't get better. It will only get worse.
We're doomed.
The day out has never been so important as it is now. And I think that's quite sad.
Yeah, we should have some fun at the football.
Yeah, of course.
I'll tell you, this is a man who knows how to open a packet of crisps. That is professionally done. I sometimes do it. There's crisps going up in the air and all sorts of stuff.
Shane, love and hate.
No, it was me.
Done.
My hate of the week is Ray Winston.
Oh,
I've never liked him. I've always thought he's a fucking fraud. He's a fat cockney twat. Does his betting shite. Takes some money for the betting. You know, it's like and all I saw today was lots of Ray Winston wannabes. So I don't like him at all. Never like.
About Danny Dyer.
Would I say his face? I actually think that Danny Dyer's a bit of a twat too, but I think he is what he is. Yeah.
Just to throw in, actually, West Ham have got a series of bellends.
So
James Corden, bellend. Ray Winston, bellend.
Russell Brown,
bellend.
And so that's my hate of the week. My love of the week
mine is
for whatever we do, there's still a bit of a core at United that's great. It's clinging on, and I think just like we're sitting here now and I just think fuck the football. It's like United still got great things, and the sad thing is I don't think the new regime at United appreciate that, but there's some great people that follow United. Some of them worked at United, and that's being lost.
You used to do all the Euros, to not doing as many this season.
Well, I've got a ratio of doing half now. It's quite hard when you see people away. But part of me is like, I went to Budapest a week before with my wife, and I'm thinking, I kind of owe her to do some trips away when you just. And in some ways, it's not about the football, because it's about your mates, and it's a great.
It's about the trip.
It's about the trip.
Yeah.
But in the same vein, I'm thinking, I'm, every time I take time off work, that's time I can't go away with my wife. And I'm kind of thinking, sometimes I think they don't. I don't know. It's hard to explain. I just think you sometimes owe it. They don't deserve that. I don't know.
Does Una think the same?
I think she'd prefer me to go to football, to be honest with you.
Right, do we think anything will happen this week? I think it'll get to Leicester. We've got to win that. And Nick is prepared.
I think it'll be a November break.
We've got to win Wednesday.
International break is getting sacked.
But the bizarre, do you not? I'm going to say it for the 15,000th time. If we want to win a cup, he's the man to win.
I said it in the. We're in another pub to the one we were in before. With Les and that. The fact that I said it in there. This might sound funny, but I'm going to say it for the record now.
Yeah.
That United are a team first, despite not having as many European Cups as some of the other fuckers around us. But the fact of it is, we're a club that do firsts, and we could be the first team to qualify for the Champions League and get relegated in the same season.
And
great.
To end, we've never, ever, ever claimed a War Cup.
I've not done this quite as well as Paul was.
No, look at that.
I was going to say, my other hate of the week is the way Shane's opened that bag of peanuts and that bag of crisps.
Have a good week, everyone. I don't know what to say. It's all fucking bonkers. But on this, where we are having a pint, there was a dinosaur walking. I'm not disputing it. I think it happened.
There's still a dinosaur walking now, if you ask me.
And you know something? After... It won't be too long before there'll be other creatures walking on this earth again. And this bottom, we'll be gone.
Can't get made around it. Bye.